You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The National Hockey League has actually shut down all the games that involve crossing the U.S.-Canadian border. COVID is just wreaking havoc right now. And it's not just in professional sports. Last night's performance of The Lion King at the Buell was canceled after members of the touring company tested positive. Ticket holders will get refunds. No word yet on whether or not other performances will be canceled. If you have tickets, keep checking the DCPA website.
That sucks.
COVID is not keeping people from going back to movie theaters, Jer Bear.
I saw this.
The new Spider-Man movie set box office records, the third biggest opening of all time, and the biggest December opening, brought in just over $250 million in North America, and internationally, over $500 million.
As of this morning, I think they're saying it is going to cross to the second best box office opening of all time. It's crossing the Infinity War one, the Avengers one. And from what I hear and everything I'm reading, this is a really good movie. 9.4 on Rotten Tomatoes, 9.1 on IMDb. Exit scores are glowing, they say. The 90% go see on exit reviews. An A plus by Cinema Score, whatever that is.
Wow.
But people are loving Spider-Man.
Could it be that people are just starved because they haven't been going to movies for a year and a half?
Maybe.
And so anything that's
could
put
be.
On film, they're like, oh my God.
I guess there's a bunch of cameos in this kind of wrapping together 20 years of Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, even some of the old Spider-Man actors. And Iron Man dies. Iron Man actually dies again in this movie.
They bring him back and kill him off again.
The Douglas County Sheriff is saying that the holiday fireworks displays put on by the county, quote, were not a great idea. Everything is so dry, firefighters had to put out small grass fires in each of the three locations where the fireworks were shot off. Oh, and back to one more sports thing. The Paris Olympics are coming up in a couple of years, 2024. And organizers announced that they are going to be moving from the traditional, you know how the athletes, for the opening ceremonies, the athletes all get together and they march into the big stadium.
Yeah.
A lot of pomp and circumstance and everything. They're going to move away from that. Instead, for the Paris Games, the thousands of athletes will ride on boats down the River Seine toward the setting sun and the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, beautiful.
As 500,000 people line the sides of the river to watch and cheer. So we're going to put them on boats. Okay.
All right. Fun.
That's a fun new spectacle.
And then line up everybody side by side. And yeah, that'd be great.
You know, the Winter Games are allegedly just a few weeks away. I haven't heard any word on whether any of that's being delayed or not.
I don't know.
Anyway, what else is trending?
One other COVID knockdown from this weekend. When People's Sexiest Man Alive for 2021, Paul Rudd, was inducted into the prestigious Five Timers Club on Saturday Night Live, but because of the surging Omicron variant, they had to shut down the live studio audience for Saturday Night Live. They did taped sketches as well as highlights from the past year. Tom Hanks and Tina Fey did make a cameo to welcome him to the Five Timer Club, but that kind of sucks for him because he couldn't really enjoy the moment because the show was all jacked up because of the Rona that went on this weekend.
So it was Saturday night taped instead of Saturday
Night
Live.
Yeah, kind of lame. I had to laugh about this one since last week where there was a quite the heated debate on whether or not sangria is a mixed drink. Today is National Sangria Day today.
Oh, that's perfect.
I don't even like sangria. Made with wine and sweetened with fresh fruit and fruit juices. This story here says it's refreshing and light during hot summer months, bright and sparkling during the winter months. Mm-hmm. This fruity punch is quite versatile. Yuck. It's too tangy.
A good red. That's so different. I mean, you can have a sangria at three different restaurants. It'll be completely different.
Right, right.
But I like some of the reds. That's good.
Yeah. So anyway, have a cup today. Not very sexy, but important shipping deadlines if you're looking to ship some stuff out. U.S. Postal Service, you pretty much passed the dates for first class and priority. You can do Priority Mail Express and still get it there by Christmas. Today is the last... No, check that. December 21st is the last day for three-day service for your UPS, And then, you know, I'm going to post this all on Facebook. There's a lot of dates here. Yeah. But basically the bottom line is like today is the last day that you can order stuff from like Target and Walmart and expect it to get there by Christmas.
Actually, the bottom line is it's December 20th.
You should have
Who
this done.
Who the hell is waiting to ship something until December 20th?
You should have this done by now. And then, you know,
and yet somebody will ship something out on the 23rd and bitch because it didn't get
it's
there
not
in
there.
Time.
Target, like, yeah, today, Walmart, today, Amazon, they're saying don't count on the prime two-day shipping or the next-day shipping right now because of shortages
be
of everything.
To the delivery people.
Yeah, and don't expect to order something on Amazon and get the next-day shipping and have it on Christmas. That's a jerk move for all those poor Amazon workers, you know? That sucks. This is kind of funny. This is making the rounds. It was on TikTok. A Starbucks worker, this story says, stuns the internet with a $52,000 order. Esha Crosby from California shared the video. It's been viewed almost a million times now. The customer ordered 9,576 Venti Caramel Frappuccinos. And the total for that was $52,189. Many people are pointing out that you could buy a brand new car for that. The video does show them lining up dozens of drinks in the restaurant there, trying to get them done. And a lot of people were commenting that the drinks are pretty much going to be melted and gross, the first ones, by the time the last ones are finished.
Who are these for?
That's the thing. Nobody knows who this is for. Somebody just came and, I guess, picked them all up in a U-Haul truck and took off. Isn't that crazy, though? 9,576.
Well, yeah, like you said, they won't be any good.
They're not going to be good at all.
That's stimulating the economy, though.
Sure is, buddy. If you're worried that you didn't get your kids enough for Christmas, don't worry. New study out there found that most children only play with a maximum of 20 toys. Any more than that is just overkill. Now, what they did is they looked at kids between 3 and 12 years old. Once they get older, of course, they're playing video games and smoochy, I guess. And they're saying, 20 toys is all they play with. Some kids are just down in the 5 to 10 toy range. 15% play with less than 5 of their toys. So
yeah.
I'm very familiar with this. If you were to wander down to my basement, you would see toys from Christmases past piled up and very sad.
I don't know that any parent would be surprised by this news.
At all.
But it's a good opportunity to get rid of a bunch of
purge.
Stuff and give it to kids who don't have any
Absolutely,
toys.
Man. Purge. All right, let's do clickbait. This is kind of funny.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to a video, another TikToker. Sorry, everybody, but this is what's viral. This woman was tired of creepy guys at the gym coming up to her and trying to, quote, teach her new gym hacks. Mm-hmm. When really they were just flirting with her all the time. So to get out of all the flirting, she has applied makeup along random spots on her neck to make it look like hickeys. And she's saying, ladies, this is the ultimate gym hack to keep creepy guys away. Make it look like you have hickeys all over your neck and they will avoid you at all costs.
Seems a little extreme.
It sure does. It's kind of funny, though. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.